When you look at the words, do you know the song?
No?
Okay. It goes like this. See, I think you're probably auditory learners more than you are reading one. So, hearing a song helps you learn it. Like this.
Do you, Lord, I lift my soul, oh my God, I trust in you. For you are the God who saves me on the day I wait on you. To you, oh Lord, I lift my soul, oh my God, I trust in you. For you are the God who saves me on the day I wait on you. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path, O Lord. Lead me in your truth and
never sung before. Stick up your hand if you've never sung that song before. Okay, there's some of you who just don't recall that one. Okay, let's go around it again. Very easy to catch on. Things flow smoothly. All right, works quite all right. Here we go.
I wait on you.
Take your canvas and turn to, let's see, what's Psalm 68, page 100. Do you guys know this song? We've sung this one a number of times. I hope you know it. Okay. I was learning a little bit of history in the last couple of weeks, and this song was mentioned a couple of times in it. This, as you can see by the dates on it, was written, dated in Strasbourg in 1539, long, long time ago. But this was pretty much the war song of the Protestant Reformation. This song was a rallying cry around which the Protestants in those days rallied, and they would sing it fast and with all their might, which must have had quite an effect in the land that they were in. I understand that the Catholic monarchy in France at the time actually outlawed the singing of this song. It was made illegal to sing this song because the Protestants would sing it and the Catholics would get nervous. And it was a different world back then, I think. The Catholics don't get nervous now, and good. We're not in the same world that they were in. But that was quite something. But they actually outlawed the singing of this song. How they must have sung this thing to generate that sort of a response. Well, we can just imagine. Let's see. How many verses are in it? This psalm actually goes on the next page. Let's see, there's 12 verses that are 2 pages long of this. Jim Jordan speculates that they were done singing it in 5 minutes, which would mean they'd have to be going mighty fast. I don't know if he's right, but if he went like this, let's see. God shall arise and by his might put all his enemies to flight.
In conquest shall he dwell then. Let those who hate him gather flee before his glorious majesty. For God himself shall fell them. Just as the wind doth smoke away, so God will scatter the array of those who evil cherish. As wax that melts before the fire, so vanquished by God's dreadful ire, shall all the wicked perish.
Hey, does someone have a watch with a second hand? Any of you have a watch with a second hand? Or you can check how many seconds it takes us to sing a verse? Time us. I'd like to see how long this takes, and then multiply it by 12 and see if they were actually moving faster. Hey, let's sing that one more time. Stand up on your feet, though.
Like this, here we go. God shall arise and by his might put all his enemies to flight. In conquest shall he quell them. Let those who hate him scatter flee before his glorious majesty. For God himself shall fell them. Just as the wind doth smoke away, so God will scatter the array of those who evil cherish. As wax that melts before the fire, so vanquished by God's dreadful ire, shall all the wicked perish.
40 seconds.
Can't be done in
5 minutes. Oh, well. I think that song's on the list to do later, right? Yes, we are doing this song as our opening song, but I'm not going to expect Campbell to actually play it that fast. But she can go as fast as she can, and we'll do what we can.